And now the KWGS local news at 5:31. The results are in from what will be an annual survey to assess whether Tulsans are thriving. Mayor Bynum says the wide-ranging Gallup Tulsa City Voice Index is meant to give city officials data from Tulsans themselves to base decisions upon, rather than going with gut feelings.
We see that there's a clear need to improve trust with the Black community in Tulsa in particular, that this data shows. And we're going to be focused on that over the next year through our community policing work. And when we update this study a year from now, we'll be able to see how we're really doing.
According to the City Voice Index, 53% of Black Tulsans disagree or strongly disagree that the police treat people like them fairly. Holy work stoppage, Batman. The endangered gray bat has caused ODOT to stop working on a highway project on Highway 16 between Wagner and OK. It seems the work was disrupting the bat's food supply. The project is on hold until a workaround is figured out. Broken Arrow Mayor Craig Thurman says he supports the border wall. He's sent the president a letter announcing his support. Thurman has been invited several times to the White House for municipal conferences. The city of Tulsa and American Airlines officials marked the completion of a Vision Tulsa-funded project. AA Vice President of Technical Services Greg Barton says it doesn't sound like much, but there's a new tail slot for the hangar doors at the Tulsa Maintenance Base.
It took a hangar, a World War II hangar, that really only fit the MD-80, which retires this year, and made it capable of holding airplanes like the Boeing 737, the Airbus A319 and 320 family, and the airplanes that we fly today.
The project costs $2.3 million. State officials are sorting through the details following a traffic stop at Pawhuska. Officials find a truck loaded with about 10 tons of what they think is marijuana. The truck drivers say it's industrial hemp being shipped from Kentucky. Gasoline prices jumped yesterday in Tulsa, going up about 15 cents to $1.88. That corresponds with a jump in crude oil prices to over $52 a barrel. Our weather forecast, sunshine giving way to all clouds, 50 for a high, rain tonight, 39 for a low. Right now, clear and 30. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News.